264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, March the 11th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Democrat field for governor got crowded this morning. Got crowded in the Democrat side. I should say more crowded. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, the first to announce. Then we had Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, Democrat, supposedly pro-life in the past, pro-Second Amendment, running as a Democrat. Marnie Sawicki, never even heard of her, don't know who she is. She announced, well, today, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II launched his bid for governor today with an introductory video that urges viewers to, quote, stand tall for Michigan. Stand tall. Why? Because the dude is like, I don't know, 6'10"? He's a tall dude, and this is his slogan, Stand Tall for Michigan. In the video, Lieutenant Governor talks about his background as a computer whiz kid who got a job at Microsoft after earning two engineering degrees at the University of Michigan. Having seen how technology could be used to improve the lives of people, Gilchrist said he returned to Detroit to get into public service. He then talks about his accomplishments while serving with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, highlighted by the Clean Slate program to help those with prior criminal convictions to get back on their feet again, and a special fund to help tech startups get off the ground. He said, we made a lot of progress over the last few years, but there's much more to do. Gilchrist, 42, becomes now the fourth high-profile Democrat to announce his candidacy for governor. He's scheduled to have a campaign kickoff this evening at Detroit's Jam Handy, according to Detroit 1 Million. It's a Detroit organization focused on promoting the city of Detroit. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson have already formally announced. Kalamazoo Area Regional Manager for six shopping malls, Marnie Sawicki, has filed the paperwork to also run, but has not made a formal announcement yet. Well, I queued up the video. I want you to be able to hear our very own Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist as he put out this YouTube video, 2 minutes and 11 seconds long.
I was born in Detroit, raised on a love of Pistons basketball, Pontiacs, and honestly, computers. After earning two engineering degrees at Michigan, I became a software engineer at Microsoft. Then I came home to Detroit and used technology to make government work better. Because I know that improving the way systems work improves people's lives. That's why I became an engineer. It's why I went into public service. And that's why I'm running for governor of the state of Michigan. As your lieutenant governor, I've worked with Governor Whitmer to solve problems for Michiganders. I saw too many families who couldn't afford housing. So I pushed funding into a housing trust fund, resulting in 50,000 new homes in the last 2 years. I saw a criminal justice system holding people back. So I started the Clean Slate program to help those who paid their debts get back on their feet. I saw tech startups leaving, so I launched the Michigan Innovation Fund and turned our state into the number one startup ecosystem in the nation. We've made a lot of progress in these past 6 years, but there is so much more to do. As a dad with three kids in public schools, I'm committed to building an economy where every family has what they need to succeed so our children can follow their dreams right here in Michigan. My goal for Michigan is that we lead the nation in innovation and creating jobs of the future for everyone. Donald Trump and Elon Musk are breaking commitments to our state and attacking Michiganders every day. As governor, I'll protect our rights and stand up for the families, workers, and businesses that keep our economy strong. Real leaders find solutions that improve the lives of the people they serve instead of just looking out for themselves. So let's make the dream of health and wealth a reality for every Michigander. Let's stand tall for Michigan.
Let's stand tall for Michigan. Pretty interesting. You can't get around the fact that he's 6'10". So you may as well make it part of your campaign slogan and run on it. Now, a couple of you text messages coming in. Then you're just going to have to get over it. People that are going to vote Democrat from now on are absolutely insane and absolutely hate our country. Are you trying to burn our ears? Well, you got to know what the other side is doing. Now, the one good thing about this, potentially having four Democrats again running for the August primary, is going to keep the Democrats home. This is a good thing. Because as you know, being an informed voter, in the August primary, you can't cross over. You can't mix and match Republican, Democrat, Democrat, Republican, 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 Democrat. You can't do that. Your ballot would be rejected. If you're going to vote in the August 26th primary, which I hope actually gets moved up, but I doubt if they're going to do that. Love to see the primary in April or May, giving the candidates more time to win the nomination and then have more time to put up signs, knock on doors, be in parades, participate in fundraising activities. We don't do that. We wait until August. Well, in the August primary, what you're going to do is be given a ballot and you have to stay all Republican or all Democrat. Again, you can't cross over. You can't mix and match. Well, with these many Democrats running for governor at the top of the ticket, it will protect the entire down ticket. What do I mean by that? Every other seat below governor will be protected with only Democrats voting for Democrats, Republicans only voting for Republicans. So when you go to the ballot in August primary, we got a U.S. Senate seat open. Gary Peters announced he's not running for re-election as a U.S. senator. Honestly, I got a sneaking suspicion Gary Peters is going to announce his candidacy for governor. So that will add another Democrat to the party. So with the governor's race at the top of the ticket, U.S. Senate seat at the top of the ticket, these are statewide offices. Then it will protect state senators, state representatives. Everybody that's in the down ticket from there will be protected and have Republicans voting for Republicans and Democrats voting for Democrats. Absolutely. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, this process will result in the Republicans having a true primary as well. When they get all their candidates on the ticket after collecting 30,000 signatures, then at that point in time, we will know truly who the field is. And then start the campaign probably in, when is the deadline? I believe it's February. February of 26 is the deadline for turning your signatures in. Filing deadline, I believe, is April, but signatures have to come in a little bit early so they can verify that they're all good. Pig farmer John Palmer over in Ottaway, in his interview this morning on Michael Patrick Shields, Gilchrist said he can't stand Elon Musk and Doge. He's just another idiot. Well, let's back the bus up just a little bit. He got his engineering degrees from the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor campus. So that tells you what his college indoctrination was. After getting his engineering degree, he lived in California and worked for Microsoft, Bill Gates. He became friends with a lot of the Silicon Valley tech companies out there, including Facebook. Now, it's kind of interesting because I was told when I made the announcement on this show that the fake kidnapping plot of Governor Gretchen Whitmer was fully exposed the next hour after I ended the show. My phone started blowing up saying, Trucker, we can't find you on social media. All 14 of my Facebook pages and groups were suspended and taken off of Facebook. Well, some people told me that Garland Gilchrist was possibly behind it. That he called his friend Mark Zuckerberg out at Facebook and had my account suspended. Can't prove it, don't know for sure, but that's what I was told. So, this is the kind of person that wants to be your next governor. Does not support Elon Musk and Doge, and does not support freedom of speech. Final segment, hour number one, we'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Too many broken hearts are falling in the river. Too many lonely souls have drifted out to sea.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. Kind of an interesting development with this announcement today. And it's interesting because the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, yesterday kind of floated a trial balloon about the U.S. Senate seat. Term limited out as governor, can't run again. That's why we're going to have an open primary in August of 26. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer kind of floated the idea out there in the media about her running for the U.S. Senate. We all talked about her political aspirations to run for president in 2028. But it's very interesting because the situation has evolved, politically speaking. Now, this could be a move to keep her name out there in the public eye and see if she could win the Democrat nomination for U.S. Senate. If she does, she'd be running against the Republicans who end up getting into that race for U.S. Senate. Mike Rogers floating the idea of possibly a second run. Others, John James, others thinking about it. Well, it's kind of interesting because she floated it yesterday in talking with the media, pressing her on what is her next political move. Now, one of the things that we're looking at is the fact that this would change the Democrat primary once again in 2026. If they end up having multiple candidates running for that open seat, again, further cementing everybody staying on their side of the ballot. So, kind of an interesting twist, something that I thought really cements the fact that we are going to definitely have a party primary. Democrats staying on their side of the ballot, Republicans staying on their side, and really wanting to vote for the candidate they prefer to be their nominee heading into November's 2026 election. Others, possibly considering doing certain things, Attorney General Dana Nessel. Is she looking at any future runs, perhaps the U.S. Senate or Supreme Court? There could be an election situation opening there for her to run for Michigan Supreme Court. So lots of moving pieces. Things very, very, very interesting. The one thing for sure, after Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist announced his campaign this week, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has vowed to stay neutral through the primary. Based on recent polling, Gilchrist is in the single digits. Jocelyn Benson, according to Target Insight polling, shows that she is in the lead as the nominee. Now, one of the other things that's very interesting in this as well is what does this do if Whitmer decides to run for the U.S. Senate? If she decides to run for the U.S. Senate, is that going to give favorable ratings to her lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist, who's looking to run to replace her? Would they be out together on the campaign trail as governor running for U.S. Senate, lieutenant governor running for governor? Going to be very difficult for them to separate from each other. And I'm talking again on the campaign trail. So it's going to be interesting. We'll be watching it. Finally, Matt Hall, Speaker, encouraging Republicans to pass a continuation budget. More than 6 months before the end of this fiscal year, his move is designed to preemptively prevent a government shutdown. But the question is there more to it? Is there more behind this latest move by the Speaker and his Republican majority? So we have that story that we're going to dive into later in the show. And also, one other interesting dynamic. What is happening in the state Senate? Right now, the 35th district does not have a state senator. That senator resigned because she got elected to Congress in Washington, D.C. So right now, there's only a 19-18 one-seat majority by the Democrats. Question is, when is Governor Gretchen Whitmer going to call for this special election to replace that state senator? She still hasn't made that announcement. So we're following that story as well. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord is going to be with us in the next half hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving...